Saturday midnight. Memories of this are extremely hazy. All I have for guide pegs is a pocket full of Keno cards and cocktail napkins, all covered with scribbled notes. Here's one. Sign on Paradise Boulevard, stopless and topless. Bush League sex compared to L.A. Las Vegas is a society of armed masturbators. Gambling is the kick here. Sex is extra. Weird trip for high rollers, house whores for winners, hand jobs for the bad luck crowd.
As your attorney, I advise you to drive over to the Tropicana and pick up on Guy Lombardo and his loyal Canadians.
Oh, forget it.
Where's the ether? The mescaline isn't working.
Soon we were staggering up the stairs of the Circus Casino, laughing stupidly and behaving like a village drunkard in some Irish novel. Total loss of all basic motor skills. Then you think, what's happening here? What's going on? Then you hear yourself mumble.
Dogs fuck the Pope, no fault of mine.
Watch out, watch out!
Women and children to armored cars.
My name
is Brinks.
Sign.
I was born.
Orders from Captain Z.
This is the place. They'll never fuck with us here.
The circus is what the whole hip world would be doing on Saturday night if the Nazis had won the war. This is the sixth Reich. Hallucinations are bad enough. After a while, you learn to cope with seeing your dead grandmother crawling up your leg with a knife in her teeth. But no, this is not a good town for psychedelic drugs. The reality itself is too twisted. Good mescaline comes on slow. The first hour is all waiting, and then about halfway through the second, you start cursing the creep who burned you because nothing is happening. And then, bang! A very heavy gig in a place like Circus. We were sitting at a small gold Formica table, revolving around the bartender.
I hate this. This place is getting to me. I think I'm getting a fear.
Nonsense. We came out here to find the American dream, and now that we're right in the vortex, you want to quit. You must realize that we've found the main nerve.
I know that's what gives me the fear.
Look over there. Two women fucking a polar bear.
Please don't tell me those things. Not now. This is my last drink. How much money can you lend me?
Not much. Why?
I have to go.
Go?
Yeah, leave the country tonight.
Oh, calm down. You'll be straight in a few hours.
No, this is serious. One more hour in this town, I'm gonna kill somebody.
I can see he was on edge.
Okay, I'll lend you some money. Look, let's go outside and see how much we have left.
Can we make it?
Well, that depends on how many people we fuck with between here and the door. You want to leave quietly?
I want to leave fast.
Okay, let's pay this bill and get up very slowly. We're both out of our heads. This is going to be a long walk. Waitress!
Yeah?
Do they pay you to screw that bear?
What?
He's just kidding. Come on, Doc. Let's go downstairs and gamble.
This fucking bar won't stop turning! It's never going to stop! I can't get off it!
Will you stay here and go to jail? I'm leaving.
Hey, wait! Wait, come here! Come here! Did you see that? Some son of a bitch kicked me in the back!
Probably the bartender. He wanted to stomp you for what you said to the waitress.
Good God, let's get out of here! Where's the elevator?
Don't go near that elevator. That's just what they want us to do. Trap us in a steel box and take us down to the basement. They'd like an excuse to shoot us.
We walk fast along the shooting galleries, booths, and tattoo parlors, then out through a bank of glass doors and across the grass downhill to a parking lot where the Red Shark waited.
I think maybe you should drive. I think there's something wrong with me.